This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A poor man from the Muhajirun went to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about his hunger. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began looking for food for him. And he sent a message to one of his own wives. And he asked her, "Do we have food in our home?" And the wife responded back to the Prophet ﷺ, telling him, "O Messenger of Allah, by Allah, all we have is water." So the Prophet sent a message to another one of his wives, and she responded the same, that by Allah, we only have water in our house. Subhanallah, in the houses of the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't even have food for himself. But the Prophet ﷺ needed to take care of this man. So he stood up in front of the people, and he said, "O people, who will take care of my guest? This is my guest, who will take care of him?" So one of the Ansar, hearing this, he put up his hand and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I will feed your guest, I will take care of your guest." And he took this man to his home. And when he arrived home, he said to his wife, "Oh, my wife, do we have any food to feed him?" And the wife said to the Ansari man, she said, "All we have is very little food for the children." So they came up with a plan. They talked to each other and they said, "Look, here's what we'll do. We'll play with the kids, and when they get hungry, we'll put them to sleep. And as for the food, we'll put it on his plate, and we'll dim the lights so that he can't see, and we'll pretend to eat while he's eating." So they did that. They put their kids to sleep hungry, and they put the food in the plate of this man, and they put it in front of the man, and they sat down with plates in front of themselves as well, but they dimmed the lights, and they pretended to eat. They banged on the plates, pretending to eat while the man thought they were eating, and the man ate himself while thinking that they themselves were eating as well. The next morning, this man from the Ansar was walking out, and he came across the Prophet ﷺ. And subhanAllah, no one knew of this occurrence other than him and his wife. And the man, the hungry man, had eaten and thought they had eaten with them. And yet the Prophet ﷺ greets him with a smile, already knowing what took place. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "عجب الله من صنعكما بضيفكما الليلة." That indeed, God is amazed. God is pleased and amazed by what you and your wife did, by what the two of you did with your guest last evening. And because of this, and other amazing stories of sacrifice from the Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse.
وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون.
In this day and age, when there are so many refugees in so many corners of the world, wherever have refugees, people fleeing for their lives, people who are poor and in need, ever been treated as honorably as the Ansar treated the Muhajirun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love the people who migrated to them. The Ansar had a true, sincere love for the Muhajirun. Subhanallah, they truly loved them like their own brothers. And they would sacrifice for them, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Even if they had a specific need for the thing they were sacrificing. Like this man, he needed that food, he was hungry, and his wife was hungry, and his children were hungry. And he still sacrificed it for someone else. He gave preference to someone else, even though he was in need of that thing. He was not giving away food he wasn't going to eat, or money he wasn't going to use. No, he gave away something that he actually needed himself. But he gave it away because he had this real love for the Muhajirun, and this real sincerity in seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That whoever overcomes the stinginess within themselves, that indeed these are the people who are successful. What caused Islam to flourish was the sacrifice of both the Muhajirun and the Ansar. That the Ansar had this love and this giving and this generosity and this sacrifice for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. These were the people who were successful because they overcame stinginess, they overcame not wanting to give for the sake of Allah. May Allah allow us also to overcome that within ourselves.